Hachette Audio presents The Prodigal Son, written by Kimberla Lawson Rovey, read by Peter J. Fernandez.
To the most loving and caring mom ever, Arletha Tennant Stapleton. After all these years, I still miss you every single day of my life, but I do know that you are with me eternally. Thank you for everything, Mom. I will love you always. Chapter 1. Matthew stared at his wife of 10 months and shook his head. Raquel, who was sitting at the opposite end of the chocolate brown leather sofa, looked over at him and frowned.
What?
Matthew shook his head again. This time, his eyes screamed disappointment. But all Raquel did was purse her lips and turn her attention back to the flat-screen television. It was a noticeably warm Friday evening in May, and though Matthew was a bit tired from his long day at work, he would have loved nothing more than for the two of them to be out somewhere enjoying each other. Maybe have a nice dinner and catch whatever new movie was playing. But, as usual, Raquel was contently curled up, like an unconcerned couch potato, doing what she did best, watching some awful, ungodly reality show. Matthew leaned his head back on the sofa and closed his eyes. Not in his wildest imagination, not in 1,000 lifetimes, would he have ever pictured himself being so miserable. But miserable he was, and worse, he now realized that getting married at the young age of 19 had been a horrible mistake. He'd now turned 20, but he could kick himself for giving up a full 4-year academic scholarship to Harvard University. Something